The previously mentioned points address the question how they are raised, but this deals with the uncertainty in what kind of body do they arrive. But what does the phrase, "you do not sow that body which shall be," mean? Not a whole ear of corn, nor new grain. For here his speech no longer pertains to the resurrection, but to the nature of the resurrection. What is the type of body that will rise again, whether it will be of the same kind or superior and more glorious? He draws both implications from the same analogy, suggesting that it will be far better.